Hello, welcome back to Resilience-Based Parenting. I'm Kristen McDermott. In this lesson, we will be talking about building self-efficacy. Children who have self-efficacy believe they are capable of exerting some control over their lives. They believe they can act on their own behalf to have positive outcomes. They take personal responsibility for their lives. People with self-efficacy don't have the victim mentality. Even when things are difficult, they look to what they can control and focus on making positive impacts in their own lives. Self-efficacy is one of the pillars of resilience because we are all going to face hardships. Divorce, job loss, financial problems, illnesses, breakups, these are all part of life. But if we use these hardships to grow, if we use the hardship advantage, we become stronger because we look to what we can control, we extract the lessons, and we become better versions of ourselves in the face of hardship. When children do not have self-efficacy, the world happens to them. They are at the mercy of circumstance. When facing a challenge, they focus on everything that is outside of their control, which makes the challenge seem insurmountable. They are defeated before they even begin. But when children have self-efficacy, they thrive in spite of the chaos around them. When faced with an obstacle, they focus on taking care of themselves, getting their needs met, and doing what's in their control. They use disappointment to clarify what they want, and they believe in their ability to learn and adapt. They think to themselves, "Well, this is certainly not what I would choose for myself, but I'm going to make the best of it and find ways to feel happy regardless of this unfortunate situation." So how do we help our children build self-efficacy? We have to give them evidence that they have some control over the outcomes in their lives. They have to experience connecting the dots between their actions and the outcomes they experience. One of the most important ways to do this is by transferring responsibility as early and often as possible in age-appropriate ways. Here's what we mean by transferring responsibility. Let your children take the reins sometimes. When it is appropriate to do so, let your children be in charge of decisions, of outcomes, and of the mistakes they make and their consequences. There are a lot of examples of transferring responsibility that we will cover during this course, but this week we are going to focus on transferring responsibility to your children when it comes to fixing things. Your assignment is going to be to give your children responsibility for taking the reins when something goes wrong or they make a mistake. This can be really hard for parents. Oftentimes, when something goes wrong in a child's life, the parents want to fix it. When our children are unhappy, we feel like we are failing them and that it's our responsibility to make things right. This makes sense if you think about it. After all, when our children were babies, they depended on us for everything. If they were upset, it was our job to figure out why and to fix it. So early on, we developed a habit of fixing things for our kids. But consider this. As our children grow, they need to rely on us less and less so that they can rely on themselves more and more. This is a requirement of independence. It is also critical to self-efficacy. If your children do not have any experience taking care of their own problems, how will they feel empowered when they are faced with future obstacles? If they've never taken responsibility in the past, they probably won't know how to do it in the future. They probably won't immediately think, "Well, what can I do to take care of myself in this situation?" Instead, they will sit back and wait for someone else to take care of them. So help your children learn how to handle their own mistakes now. Each time something goes wrong in your child's life, they have an opportunity to build their self-efficacy skills. In fact, as they grow older, your job is to slowly transfer more and more responsibility to them so that they can eventually handle their lives on their own. You aren't failing your children when you don't swoop in to solve their problems. You are allowing them to grow. In a couple of days, you will receive your specific assignment about transferring responsibility, building self-efficacy, and letting your children take care of themselves when things go wrong. If you would like to jump ahead and get started on your assignment now, you can log into the portal at www.mcdermottmethod.com and review the pillar called Building Self-Efficacy. Otherwise, keep an eye on your inbox. Thanks for listening. I'm Kristen McDermott, and this is Resilience-Based Parenting. As a reminder, we have done our best to make these resources as accessible as possible. This means that they are not locked into our portal, and instead can be accessed via the click of a button from your phone. We ask that you respect that these are copyrighted materials protected by U.S. and international copyright laws. Reproduction and distribution, including by email, of these documents and audio lessons without written permission is prohibited. Beyond that, we use these materials to make a living and support our families. Please do not distribute them without our express written permission. That said, if you know someone who could benefit from this material, please feel free to email me at kristen@kristenmcdermott.com, and we will provide several free resources. Our intention is to spread these tools far and wide, but please keep in mind that we can continue to produce these materials only when we have the financial means to do so. Thank you for making the choice to support us and help us protect our intellectual property so that we can continue teaching these life-changing skills.